This is David Williams from the Health Business Blog. I'm speaking today with Adam Pellegrini. He is VP of Digital Health at Walgreens. We're at the Qualcomm Connect 2015 conference in San Diego. Adam, I want to ask you about the intersection of digital and the retail experience, in particular the Walgreens experience with loyalty and reward programs. You talked about the amount of engagement you've been able to get with wearables and also about some of the programs you're doing in balanced rewards. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited about our Balanced Rewards for Healthy Choices program. That program really allows us to reward our customers, not for product purchases, but for actions, for health actions. That's what's really exciting to me, is most loyalty programs will give you points simply for buying something or give you some type of discount for buying something. But what's unique about this is that I can get points now for walking, for making a goal and tracking a goal, for quitting smoking. All of those things that don't require the purchase of a product, I now can leverage our loyalty system for population health, and that's pretty powerful.
A lot of companies are getting into telehealth, including Walgreens. Certainly you're different in that you have a lot of pharmacists. What's the role of the pharmacists in telehealth for you?
We believe the role of pharmacists is really to do what they already do, but we hope that telehealth, telemedicine will extend that role of the community pharmacist. So really it is to enable and then extend in the area of medication management, in the area of answering simple questions about their medication, and keeping all that in sync with their primary care physician, right? So to what I spoke about on stage was this idea of a virtual care team where the pharmacist and the provider together are partners. And because healthcare is local, that local provider being paired up with their corresponding pharmacist. To me, I think that's the role of the pharmacist. I think that our pharmacy chat is a prime example of this. We do almost between 9 to 10,000 chats a week with our customers on anything from drug interaction to just questions about their medications. That's free, right? For everyone, including people that don't shop at Walgreens, frankly, right? That's the role of the pharmacist. The pharmacist should, I could walk into a pharmacy today and ask a pharmacist a question. So we should be able to do that digitally as well. And I think that's the role of the pharmacist in the area of telemedicine, is to be a member of that virtual care team and to be able to offer that advice that they have always offered ever since 1901 digitally.
You talked about the Walgreens approach of obsessing about friction points for consumers. What are the friction points that you're obsessing about in healthcare for consumers today?
Transparency. Letting a consumer see their price and their options. That's a friction point. It's one that is stuck in my head on how do we provide simple insights to consumers so they don't have to think about all the different questions they need to ask. Just provide for them the convenience-based options available to them. I think that's a friction point that everyone sees. Clearly it's easy to say, oh, well, we'll just add a transparency engine. I think it goes beyond that, because it's not just about price. It's about convenience, right? It's about a mom who has two kids in bed, at 8 p.m. at night and has to make that decision whether or not to grab them out of bed, jump in the car, and drive 37 miles into town to get care? Can she just take out her phone and start a video consult? But we need to help give that guidance and help give those options, those choices, and show the pros and cons to each.
Most of your talk and almost all the conferences have been about what's going on in the U.S., but Walgreens is expanding internationally or even globally. How much of what we're talking about here applies beyond the U.S., and how much from outside the U.S. can you bring back here?
Well, it's a great question. Our partners at Boots and Alliance Boots are brilliant, and they have brought learnings over to us in areas that we know that we need to accelerate in, specifically in the retail and the beauty side. They're the one of the leaders of the beauty in the UK. And from a digital health perspective, we are bringing to them things like digital coaching, remote monitoring concepts, wearables, because since the UK is a single-payer system, what's really important is, that they are starting to look at the same things we have been looking at, just as we are starting to look at things that they have already, been successful in. So the synergies between both organizations around that entire omni-channel experience is actually playing out quite nicely. And there's a mutual respect of sharing between the two organizations that is incredibly refreshing. So I think what we see is trying to see where best practices can be shared across organizations around digital health, but you'll see similar things that we're doing here over there for sure.
Adam Pellegrini, VP of Digital Health from Walgreens and speaker at Qualcomm's Connected 2015 conference in San Diego. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to talk to you.